Am I right, man? Gave me the activities of my limbs. Let me get out of bed one more time. Lord, nobody could do that to you. Everything that I asked you for, you brought me through. It was all out of your goodness, and you've been on my side. If it had not been for you, the Lord stepped in and set me free. Oh Lord, I just want to thank you for what you've done for me.
Go down Old School Boulevard here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've come a long way.
A long way.
We've come. I haven't been good all of my days. No, no. Ooh, Lord. I haven't been good all of the time. No, no. But if you find anything that will keep me from your grace, please take it out and strengthen me. Let me talk to you, Jesus.
It's 15 minutes after. Do you know that God is in your presence, even though you don't see Him? He loves you right where you are. Just call on Him, say, Jesus, I love you. It's Sunday.
Crowd that day when he looked ahead in
Good morning, we are right at the bottom of the hour. I am your radio host, Faith. We are live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Join us on our website or listen by dialing 347-215-8049 and catch the wave.
Found Jesus, my whole life California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You're bigger than the problem. Thank you. when I look back.
Come on in.
Lord, you didn't have to wait till this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did, Lord. I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. That ain't all you done. You woke me up. Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and clothes. Y'all let me say it again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but Jesus, I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but Jesus, I wondered if anybody else here said it. You didn't have to wake me up. That ain't all you done for me. You woke me up early this morning. Lord, you were right on time. Had my health and strength and clothes. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wait this morning. I know you didn't have. You didn't have to do it
this morning.
Didn't have to do it
this morning.
But I'm so glad you did
this morning.
Let me take time out
this morning.
Just let me tell you thank you.
This morning.
Just wanna say thank you.
This morning.
Because when I got out of my bed this morning.
You are catching the wave with your radio host, Faith. We are right at the top of the hour of 9 a.m., live on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Coming up later at 10 a.m. this morning, live. It's Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I worship you. You never stop. His name is above. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, His name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. That is who we are. That is who you are. Jesus. That is who you are. I know that is who you are.
But about anybody. You ever still awake at midnight hour? Go down on your knees, talk to Jesus. And trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I find Satan back in hell where he belongs. I'd have the church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
That's the sound of Lee Williams and the Spiritual, QC. I am your radio host, Faith. Look, you don't have to stay in the way you feel today, if you are down. Hold your head up, and call on Jesus Christ. He can fix any problem. I'll be right back with more music, right after this.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute. Showcase Fellowship Inspired. Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
I wish that I could find a way to answer every question. I wish that I could see the world without interpretation. All I know is I don't know, and maybe that's the best place I can start. How can I find the truth through the fog of these opinions? How do I navigate through
Brown singles. A round of applause. Recommend y'all to a man who will solve them all. He went out on the cross so my soul would be lost. And I call him Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, alone.
Jesus.
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 Oh, alone.
Jesus.
And I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Knowles. Tell him what he did so you and I could be saved.
He carried the cross of Calvary, y'all. Don't know if he wanted to do it, but it was my Father's will. They stretched and hung him high for the whole world to see. They put nails in his hand and rivers in his feet. And then he left. The six of the night power. See, he could have called down.
But if I was in court right now,
Jesus,
and I needed somebody,
Jesus,
just to testify for me,
Jesus,
I would call on a man,
Jesus,
by the name of Abraham,
Jesus.
And if Abraham was in this church right
Jesus,
now, you know what Abraham would tell all of
Jesus,
y'all? He would tell all of y'all,
Jesus,
he's my Jehovah,
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 Jehovah, Jehovah,
Jehovah. Point to yourself. He's been
my provider.
He's been there.
My provider.
He's been there.
My provider.
He is a burden.
Bearer.
He is a burden. This is my favorite part. He is a burden bearer. A heavy load.
Heavy load.
Burden bearer. Now I know you.
Burden.
I know you from Memphis.
Bearer.
And I know that.
Burden.
If you just like me.
Bearer.
I know you had some good home training.
Burden.
I know your mama raised you right.
Burden.
But I know you didn't drive.
Burden.
On the way down 78.
Burden.
For nothing tonight.
Burden.
I know you.
Burden.
You're just like me.
Burden.
Now I want you to tell these folks.
Burden.
While they standing here looking at me and you.
Burden.
Tell these folks.
Burden.
Some of the good stuff
burn,
that your mama taught you.
Burn,
go on and tell.
Burn,
I know he is.
Burn,
he's a burn bearer.
Burn,
we done told y'all tonight.
Burn,
everything God is.
Burn,
we done told y'all tonight.
Burn,
everything he can do.
Burn,
but I wanna know if there anybody
burn,
here tonight that can look back over your life
burn,
and see everything God has done for you.
Burn,
and you can take some time, y'all help me.
Burn,
I want y'all to tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for how you raised me.
Thank you.
Thank you for how you saved me.
Jesus.
Thank you for how you kept me.
Thank you.
And you never ever left me.
I'm gonna leave y'all.
Thank you.
But I wanna tell everybody,
Jesus,
the reason why y'all here.
Thank you.
And this building here tonight.
Jesus.
It ain't because what you got on.
Thank you.
It ain't because of the neighborhood
Jesus,
you live in. But the reason why we
thank
all
you,
assembled at this recording.
Jesus.
Can I tell you the reason why we
thank
here?
You.
Let me tell y'all.
Jesus.
It was because of grace.
Grace
and what else?
Mercy.
Grace and what else?
Mercy.
It was nothing but
grace
and what else?
Mercy.
It was nothing but
grace.
Now all y'all to hear, help me tell them
grace
and what else?
Mercy.
Grace.
grace
and mercy.
Mercy.
Now I want you to come out here one more time.
Grace.
And I want you to look these folks.
Mercy.
Look them all in the face.
Grace.
And if you can think of one thing.
Mercy.
That you know that it was his grace and
grace.
Mercy. That brought you here to this point tonight.
Mercy.
I want you to tell these folks here.
Grace.
How do you know it was God's grace and mercy? Oh,
your grace and mercy.
Grace.
It brought me through.
Mercy.
And I'm living this moment.
Grace.
Lord, just because of you.
Mercy.
Every time I messed up.
Grace.
And I almost threw in the towel.
Mercy.
You sent your grace and mercy.
I want to share a little story with you. That was a Sunday school teacher. And she told the class, she said, I want y'all to, if there's anybody here, can you tell me one name that you call Jesus? Somebody jumped up and said, one kid jumped up and said, he is the King of Kings. Another kid jumped up and said, he is the Lord of Lords. But that was another little kid in a room like me. They have a stuttering problem. And I stutter sometimes. And that kid looked at the teacher and said, he good. Teacher looked at that boy and said, what did you just say? He said, he good. And I want everybody knowing this building tonight that he is. That's a real good God.
Jesus is mine. He's mine. He's mine forevermore. Jesus is mine. Oh, mine forevermore. Jesus is mine, he's mine, he's mine forevermore.
Jesus is mine, he's mine, mine forevermore.
This is my
my Father.
Father.
Yeah, he's my shepherd.
Shepherd.
My provider.
Oh, Yeah. great unknown, what she may say, and there I find you in the mystery, in ocean sea, my faith will sing. Thank you.
worship, praise, and let the Holy Spirit have its way. I am radio host Faith, gospel music at its best. Look, have you been reading God's words, and walking in your calling? Then you can expect great things to happen for you today. Now let's join Pastor Cecil Wilson, from Siler City, North Carolina, of the True Community Church in Siler City. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning to you. God bless you. God is love. Amen. God is. Amen. They were singing the song, God is my all and all. Hallelujah. Well, this morning we're going to the book of, we're going to Psalm 147 and the fifth. Amen. 147 and 5, the 147th Psalm. Amen. Verse 5. 147, 5. Well, I would like to say good morning to all of you. Good morning to the NFI Radio Gospel listeners around the world. And we just thank you for this 100,000 people. Amen. That's tuned in to the NFI. I tell you, from 2 years ago, look at what the audience have doubled. Amen. We just give God all the praise and the glory. We thank God for people who have joined since we've been on the broadcast. Amen. People have joined from afar, and yes, some have joined from near to us. They didn't even know about us and right in our back door. And we give God all the praise and the glory. Just like to say a happy birthday to our newest member, amen, who recently joined the True Community Church, Sister Diane. Good, happy birthday to you. Your birthday was on yesterday. Happy birthday, Sister Diane. Amen. Over in the Raleigh-Morrisville area. That's right. We got members from everywhere. And also, happy birthday to Shanita. Had a birthday this month. Sister Genevieve's birthday yesterday. And so many other September. Amen. And you know, September is the beginning of the Jewish New Year. Amen. We just celebrated this week. Amen. 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 We thank God for his all in all. We send special blessings and prayer for to all of you whose names have been lifted up to us, and those of you who are calling out names before God right now. Our spirits are touching and agreeing together, and also adding to this, Sister Teresa. Amen. And we're praying, and she's walking in faith. Amen. She shall overcome. And we go ahead and shout the victory and tell God, thank you right now. Now pray with me. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, for your anointing. Lord, that you be with us and keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. Speak, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord, as you did yesterday. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. And Lord, we thank you for you, amen, for your holy presence at that homegoing service yesterday for Sister Lassiter. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It was a shouting good time. It was a celebration of life. And people came, amen, and were saved. Young people were saved. That's why I say I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. For giving us, Holy Spirit, to lead us in funeral services to, that's right, to declare your word and give people an opportunity to come to the Lord. What better time and place than that? We just thank you. We thank you for this Lassiter family, how they've been so tuned in to us, so faithful to this ministry. Amen. Faithful in so many ways. They have supported this ministry day in and day out. I mean, they're going to be tuned in. Amen. They got a clock set just like clock is set to get up and go to work. And we thank God for all of these. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the ministry shall go forward. And they're going to build on that rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail again. We already claiming the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, Psalm 147 and 5 says, great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit, or his understanding, and the King James said, his understanding is infinite. Infinite means, that means it just goes on and on, infinite. You can't find the end of it. Where is the end? It's infinite. infinite. It just go on and on. Great is our Lord and mighty in power, and his understanding has no limit. I want to use for a subject just for a few moments here. Don't limit God. Don't limit God. That's right. Stop limiting God. Stop trying to pin him. There's no period. God is everywhere, and he's all-powerful. He is timeless. He has no time. He has no beginning. He has no ending. Now, Jesus, we remember when we saw him come on earth, or we read about it, we can read about his beginning, and we can read about his death and burial at the cross. But God Almighty, the God of the universe, has no time, no beginning, no ending. He has been God since time immemorial. He is God. God is endless. He's vast. He's immeasurable. He's universal, and his God is not confined to our own understanding. Thank God for that. And nor is he found in any other sense, way, form, or fashion. And God is what they call omniscient. Omniscient. Really, if you look at the word O-M-N-I-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, omniscient, it's actually, if you look at it, the word science is in it. It's omniscience. That means God knows all about science more than they can ever know, we'll ever be able to come up with. If you want to worship some science, then you worship God. God is omniscient, or either God is omniscience. He is the attribute of having complete or maximum knowledge. He is the past, present, and future all at the same time. Tell me somebody who can do that. Past, present, and future all at the same time. Nothing takes him by surprise. That's right. He's not caught off guard. His knowledge is total. He knows all that there is to know and all that can ever be known. Boy, somebody tell God, thank you. Boy, I recognize you. And don't lean to our own understanding. He said, what, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct, can see and know more than we know. He know where we just come from, and he know where we're going. And he know the thoughts that you have or what you think that you want to do all at the same time. Lean to what we know and not what we know and what we think we can figure out. So, but we got to have faith to work with what God have already done and who God is. We got to have faith in who God is. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. You're hoping for it. You're praying for it. You're believing for it. But it's the evidence of things that you have or not seen yet that you're praying for. You're praying for that job. You may not have seen it yet, may not have gotten the answer that you had yet, but your faith sees it already. See, you're already at the place working. Your body may not be showing the symptoms of healing yet, but you are already believing in faith that I am healed, and you see yourself well again right now. Don't look at the symptoms. Look at what you are hoping for. See the evidence of things that you cannot see yet, not yet, and it's all in what? Faith. Faith is not just something, just a word. It's not in denial. It is praying and hoping for the best. And because you believe that you will have it. Why? Because God is. Amen. And so over, and also in Psalm, in another passage, it says that they did not remember his power. Israel did not remember God's power. The day he redeemed them from the oppressors and the day he displayed his miraculous signs in Egypt, his wonders. What is a wonder? A wonder is really showing you something supernatural. You just say, boy, that is beyond imagination. I don't even know if I can hardly even grasp this. It's wonders to perform. And yet Israel still turned their back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And so the word limited, used by the King James Version, is rendered different in different translations. But however, all the verses surround the fact that limited means to try to box God or do as Israel did, diminish their expectation of what God could do. God is an unlimited God. And like Israel, we too many times today have limited God. Not deliberately, not intentionally, didn't really mean to, and a lot of times didn't even realize we were limiting God. We were diminishing our expectations. We really we prayed against our prayer, and we worked against it. We worked against our prayer. We really diluted it. You know how you can take something that's powerful and pour enough water and other stuff in until you have diluted it to where it is almost too weak. God is endless, and his power is everlasting. We also can say that God is omnipotent. O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. Look at that word was in there, potent. Potent. Omnipotent or omnipotent. What does it mean? He is power. Dunamis, that dynamite. He is. Oh boy, this is a potent. This is not diluted. This is the strength of man. Can you take it, man? Yes, sir. Yes, I want it straight. Don't put nothing else in it. That's right. Powerful. He, God, is not subject to any physical limitations like we have. See, man has some physical limitations. You can't walk through that wall. You mess around and you can bump into something and you have to stop. We have some physical limitations, and we have now trained our bodies and our minds that the minute we feel uncomfortable, feel any little pain, then we're ready to put something in your body to what? To do something with the symptom. But God's body is created to heal itself, but we won't allow it, because the minute we feel something uncomfortable, we're ready to do something to it. But God himself is potent, omnipotent, powerful, no physical limitation. God has power over the wind, over the water. He's got power over gravity, physics. He's got power over anything. That's why he has wonders to perform. God's power is infinite, or it is limitless. It is unlimited. And we have willingly sometimes doubt what God can do. And when we did that, we had limit our blessing. We need to remember his power, his miraculous signs, and don't forget his wonders that are yet to perform. Somebody tell God thank you. And so I am the Lord, he said, and I change not. It's written over in Malachi 3:6. It says, I am the Lord, and I change not. He is forever the same all-powerful God who delights in blessing his people. So don't limit God. Ask for more than just getting out of your current situation. Go beyond it. Why? Because our God is limitless. Why are you just going to start with just enough just to feel better? The Lord of blessing, the Lord of filling the pain, just take the pain away. Well, why not say, Lord, give me complete wholeness, and Lord, cover me, keep me from ever feeling or having to deal with that situation again. Won't he do it? Somebody would say, won't he do it? He will do it. Yes, he will. Why? Because God is. God is our all in all. And God is really waiting on us. That's right. Whatever your situation is, God is waiting on us. And we got to get to the point that we're sick and tired of being in that situation. Well, you want things to change. The situation is not what you want. The relationship and all of this. Well, you got to get to the point where you're sick and tired of it. And once you get to that point, the old folks will say, well, I'm still praying, but, you know, after a while, as soon as they get sick and tired of it, they'll do something about it. Amen. And so it letting us know, the old folks will let us know back then, it's really in our hands. It's we have the authority. It's really what is your will. We know what you're praying for, but sometimes your actions don't match your prayer. And so don't let the lies of the devil stop you from the promises of God. God loves us. Jesus, I told them people that from here, I told them, I said, listen, Jesus, I told especially it was some young people, I said, this, Jesus loves you. And the Holy Spirit said took at least two or three more time because there was some young people. And I found out after the service there was some young people thought God did not love them anymore because of some things they were doing. God loves you. And he don't want to zap us. No, God is not the one taking us out. Oh, yeah. And listen, you don't have to be sick to leave. There is not in God's plan in order to get us to transition from this side of the river to the other side. It is not, God does not need sickness to do that. Well, you know, people come out, you got to go through something in order to leave here. No, you don't. That's a lie from hell. Is no such thing. You got to go through and be sick to leave here. What about years ago? Look at years ago. People, they died and said just natural. They won't sick nothing. Just died of God. Just call them on home. They have served out their appointed time. But now we don't seem like we don't get to serve out our appointed time. Must be something we're doing. Lord, is there something we're doing? Please forgive us. Show it to us. Light up our pathway, Lord, so we'll see which way to go and stop cutting our days short. It's on us. And so God is not out this effort, but we got to have what? The faith. Back to the faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence now, faith is your evidence of what you don't see, but yet you don't see it manifested, but yet you see it in the spirit. And be constant, be consistent, be persistent. You got to persist. You got to persist. Just like it was when you wanted that person to fall in love with you. You were persistent. You were showing up, sending flowers, you sending candy, texting, you doing everything you can. You were consistent. You were persistent because you believe you already seen yourself with that person. Well, that was nothing but faith, whether you realize it or not. The things you hoped for, it was the evidence of things you had not yet seen. And so we got to keep it. And so we need to thank God. And we got to move. And what we have to do once we pray for something and we really believe with faith, then we have to move from that realm of prayer and we move our prayer over to a prayer of thanksgiving. And then we start praising our way. That's right. And just keeping the faith until you are made whole. God already knows what we need. He blesses through people. Yes, he does. That's not the only way he can bless. He blesses through people. So that's why he said you got to love you one another. Why? Because I'm going to send most of your blessings is going to be through people. Somebody going to come in your life and bless you. Somebody is going to be the one that hire you. Somebody going to be the one that approve you for the loan. It's going to be people, and God's going to work through them and change some minds from negative to positive on your behalf because God is what? Yes and amen. But remember, he's not the tooth fairy. You know, you don't go to sleep and you wake up and you got a quarter or something up under your pillow. And so it won't fall out of the sky. But we got to be working towards it. That's why I said faith without works is dead, because now you work towards what you believe. And that's that corresponding action, working on behalf of your mouth, your words. Too many folks kill their prayers. They talk, they say it right back out of, well, I don't know, feeling this. Well, I thought you just said you just said believing to heal and be made whole, and you turn around now talking about the negative, what you're feeling, all this stuff. It don't match. And so we got to walk with God. We got to believe God. And, you know, God looked through a million, billion, trillion people to get just to you. Yes, to you, Y-O-U. And if anybody going to get it, guess who it would be? It would be you. And if anybody get a breakthrough today, guess who it will be? It will be you. To me, all ye are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, saith the Lord. Regardless, do you know you are now in a better place to receive God and his blessings than you were a year ago? months ago, look what, how you have grown spiritually, because you have been around some people with godly love and with giving you a godly message. Amen. And you heard faith, and you have now gotten closer to who God is. So God has far more than what we are experiencing right now. That's right. He has more than what you're experiencing right now. You haven't seen the full manifestation of what God is. So stop limiting God. Stop limiting him, God. Stop limiting and God. May, you know, you may be in a storm that seemed like it came out of just nowhere and knocked you off your feet. And, you know, you could have lost a job. Or you could have lost a loved one. It could be your health. It could be a bad relationship that come up. Could be something happened on the job. It could be a family misunderstanding. But our God is merciful. Our God is loving. And our God has no boundary because he has no limit. And God is also omnipresent. Omnipresent means he's all present. It means that God is capable and ill everywhere at the same time. The devil can't do that. The devil can't be omnipresent. He cannot be everywhere at the same time. So he has to do like a parasite. He has to have a host, somebody or something he can attach to, and then let that person do his work, and then get in that person's mind, and then he send little imp and all them out to work through that person to do his evil plan. And he gets people all over the place so he can have somebody everywhere, and he'll work a whole area off of setting up one evil person working through some imp. And so we bind him now in the name of Jesus. That's right. And because the God that we serve is all present, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere at the same time. Guess what? God is in us. Crank him up. Turn on that switch. Watch the machine. Watch them. Watch that wheel get to turning, that wheel in the middle of a wheel. And so his divine presence encompasses the whole universe. There is no location. There is not an ounce, inch, nowhere where God does not inhabit. His spirit is everywhere. It's omnipresent. Mean that God is not just the universe, but he is distinct from the universe because he is more than the universe. Jesus says in his intercessory prayer for us that there will be a oneness of spirit, a oneness of mind, and a oneness of purpose. Can't you imagine the oneness of purpose there is in the Father and the Son? The oneness and purpose in the salvation of the church and Jesus. The Father giving the Son freely and the Son unhesitant to give of himself. That same oneness that there is between the Father and the Son is what he wants it to be between the people, between you and I. And that's why our Savior reveals to us, that's why Jesus reveals to us that evidence that we have of who we are as his true disciples, because we're working with a God who is all in all. And there, and he is God, and besides him, there is none other. He is my all in all. In the midnight hour, God is. Early in the morning, God is. When you walk on that J-O-B and you can't find peace, look up, because God is. He is. He is a peacemaker. And yes, he is. And guess what? He'll work through you on that job to cause peace in the atmosphere. And there, we just got to love ye one another, he says, as I have loved you. That's right. I guess it means that all person that we got to be like his disciples. That's right. We are his ambassadors, and we got to show love. Hallelujah, that the world may believe, that they will believe that God has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you did, I don't care what habit seems like you got you, whosoever will, let him come, and he will change some things. It is through his oneness of spirit that the Father and the Son are glorified, that the world may believe that God has sent Jesus for our salvation. Hallelujah. So how can we overcome? Well, first, love God. That's right. Love your neighbor second, and then love yourself. And sometimes we're loving God and we're loving neighbor, but we won't love ourselves. That's why you allowing somebody to misuse you in relationships and everything. And that's why I can't seem to get in bed, fall in love with you and stop limiting God. You can't overcome being scared. You can't overcome without faith. And without faith, it's going to be impossible to please God. It's going to be impossible to please that situation. Call on him right now. Somebody ought to call on Jesus. Call on him in the midnight hour. Call on Jesus right now. God is in Jesus, and Jesus is in God. Call on him right now again. Somebody said Jesus. Somebody just shout out Jesus. Call on the one who has complete knowledge. Call on the one who is powerful. Somebody ought to call on the one who is all-present. And so we see in conclusion that we serve a limitless God. God is infinite. God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. God is all-capable. And there are no limits to God that we serve. Yet, despite this, and there we seem to don't want to trust and really believe it. I'm talking about without a shadow of a doubt. And somehow or another, we have been minimizing that God's unlimited power. And we have put God in a box. And when we put him in a box, our blessings also got boxed up. And now this unlimited God is boxed in. Unleash him now. Unleash the power of Almighty God right now. Hallelujah. And see the manifestation of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Somebody tell God thank you. Well, is there one at this morning? Hallelujah. That wants salvation. We all need salvation, but do you want it? Are you ready to accept Jesus as your Lord, the Lord over your mind, body, and soul? Will you yield to him now? You need Jesus. That's right. You've been yielding to habit. You've been yielding to broken situations. You've been yielding to your own understanding. Why don't you yield now to God through his son, Jesus? You can't get to the Father unless you come through the Son. Pray with me this prayer of salvation. Lord, I thank you for shedding your blood for me at the cross, for dying and forgiving me of all my sin. I believe you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross, that you are resurrected, and you have all power over death, Satan, and sin. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior, the head of my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let me pray for all of you, the people going through so much and the enemy is rampant. And I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Pray with me. Be in prayer. Focus now on and see your manifestation of your deliverance of your situation. Right now, Lord God, we pray that you would stretch forth your hand to heal the land. We repent on behalf of all nations that have turned their backs on you and have turned the ways against you. Be merciful to us, O Father, O Lord. Remember not our sins and our iniquities no more. Be gracious unto us and turn the curse into a blessing, that you may be glorified. Hallelujah. And your labors may bring forth a harvest in this season. And what the devil meant for bad, God, we know you are all powerful and you can turn it around for your good. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We put in remembrance of the authority that you delegated to us, to the believers and to the church, bind and to loose. And so we bind Satan. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind in the plague. We bind in the diseases. We bind in the foul spirit. And we loose the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We loose healing over this land. We loose the blood of Jesus over. We loose a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We loose over every person that may be dealing with something, that they are healed and delivered and set free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And we confess your word over these children. Surround them with your blessings and faith. Faith in your word and the blood of Jesus. Bless them going in and they're coming out. And as believers, we understand that Jesus has already disarmed the enemy and that we have the power to be supernaturally suited and armored for our mission. And we stand against the wiles of the devil and we fear not, for our God is all in all. Hallelujah. And God, we know you have already provided everything that we are in need of. We just need to claim it and stop limiting in the spiritual. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank the Lord. We pray to bless these homes. Remove all evil from their home. Remove evil from being able to enter their house, their job, their church. Build a hedge around these people wherever they are. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray the blood of Jesus, you are healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, if you have your offering, put it in your hand or the mind, and we're going to pray that God will bless you, fill your barns with plenty. Amen. And don't forget the church. Hallelujah. What we are asking to do in this month of September, at the new spiritual year, hallelujah, sow that seed, hallelujah, not no gimmick. We're talking about for you, hallelujah, so that can present a harvest for you. Write to us, True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina. The zip code is 27344. Or you can call our office or text our office at area code 919-214-9988. 919-214-9988, or go to the website and get all the information, pictures and information at www.truecommunitychurch.com. May God bless you and keep you. And remember, God loves you, really loves you, and he has all power over everything. Nothing catches him by surprise. Here's our closing song.
Forgiven, I makes a man. Bring him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing.
Nobody. look high and low. Up to man, there is nobody. There's nobody greater. Nobody greater. Stay right there, stay right there. Nobody greater. There's nobody better. There's nobody stronger.
The great one. Celebrate the mighty one. Celebrate the holy one. Come on. Celebrate the mighty one. The matchless one. The healer. Come on. The redeemer. Come on. Y'all don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. The mighty one. He is the mighty one. Come on. He is the holy one. He can do the miraculous.
He's a miracle working God. Oh, yes, he is. He's a miracle working God. Oh, yes, he is.
me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was the minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn, 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello, God.
Hello.
Hello, God.
Hello.
Hello, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony.
Hello,
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes. Ground is holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off.
Whatever comes my way.
Hello, God.
Hello,
hello, God.
Hello,
hello, God. Hello.
When I see a brand new day.
Hello, God. Hello,
hello,
hello, God. Hello, hello, God.
Trying to get help for one of his children. Which, you know, they have medical problems, and so we're calling now.
calling medical. This is, how can I help you?
Yes, I need to get an oxygen tank.
Okay, and your name, sir?
Buford.
My last name's Buford?
Yeah, how do you spell it? Don't even ask, because I don't, you know, I just need to get an oxygen tank.
Okay, a refill on a tank we've already supplied you, sir?
No, I need a whole tank right here.
Okay, now, what city are you calling from?
Alabaster.
Okay. Now, so you don't have oxygen presently, sir?
Yeah, in the house, you know, but not in the, I need it like in the bottle.
Okay, who do you have oxygen with right now?
God.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. I don't have it with nobody. It's just in air.
And then I thought you said you had oxygen in your home now.
Right. I mean, I can breathe, you know, but it's not like in like a tank. I need it in a tank.
You idiot.
Okay, do you have a doctor's order?
No. It's for my hog, and he has asthma.
It's for who, sir?
My hog. Two of my hogs got asthma. One of them passed away, and we had like his funeral. Well, we had a big breakfast, but, you know. But really, we need one for the other one. We're not ready for that one to die yet. He can't breathe.
I'll be honest with you. We don't normally handle that for animals. We normally do, you know.
Hey, why not? I mean, oxygen is oxygen. They breathe just like we do.
Yeah, that usually goes through veterinarians, and we don't normally handle that.
And this is how I feel. Pigs are people too.
That's correct, sir. I agree with you.
You are what you eat. You know, I know the Muslims don't eat pork, you know, and you are what you eat, and I'm a human, and pigs is human, you know?
Yeah, we would have to have a doctor's order, so what you may want to do is contact your veterinarian,
right,
and I'm sure they could work that out for you.
Now, what's that?
The animal doctor.
Oh, they have doctors for animals?
Yes, sir.
Where?
I just look in your yellow pages, sir.
Well, can I just bring my hog in there and let him try on some different oxygen tanks?
No, we couldn't do anything like that without a prescription, and we don't administer it to animals. But
hold on. Will you sit down? Right, I'm back. Hello.
But contact your local veterinarian, and they should be able to help you, sir. We appreciate you calling.
All right.
Have a great day, sir.
You caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, that is this. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.